Day 9, your kingdom come. Congratulations, it's your 9th day. May I pray for you right now? My Father, I pray for my friend who's going to spend this time with you. Bring him or her into an understanding of your kingdom. May your kingdom come in his or her life. In Jesus' name, amen. Find a place to sit and get comfortable and breathe deeply. If you're listening to the audio, you can close your eyes if you'd like. You're now entering into the secret place. Let yourself be surrounded and held by the presence of God. In the Lord's Prayer, Jesus taught us to pray by asking the Father for his kingdom to come. He said, "Your kingdom come." The Greek word for kingdom is basileia, and it's translated kingdom, sovereignty, royal power. Often when people think of the kingdom of God, they imagine only a future reality that is yet to be fulfilled. It's true that one day, we'll go to heaven and discover the kingdom of heaven with your own eyes. But when Jesus speaks of the kingdom, he's speaking of a very present reality. He says the kingdom is among you, or the kingdom has come near you. Take a few moments to praise God for his kingdom that has come near you in the person of Jesus, the King of Kings. Thank him that the kingdom of God is among you through the Holy Spirit. The Bible has a very important promise for us. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and these things shall be added to you. Do you realize that? All things shall be added to you. The New Living Translation says it this way in the Gospel of Luke: "Seek the kingdom of God above all else, and he will give you everything you need." Luke 12, verse 31. As you listen to this music, take a few minutes to tell God that you're going to seek his kingdom. Seek it above all else and realize that by faith, all things shall be added to you. The Bible also says, "For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit." Romans 14, 17. What does his righteousness mean? It means that God has made you righteous through the blood of Jesus, his son. Take some time to thank God for his righteousness. His peace that surpasses all understanding is one of the fruits of reconciliation with him. And it's this same peace that accompanies you at all times. Thank God for his peace. His joy is given unto you, and it transcends your circumstances. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Thank God for his joy that dwells in you. Now pray in your own words for his kingdom, his reign to come. In other words, that it grows and expands. You have sought the kingdom of God first, and all these things shall be added to you. I believe it. Take a moment to listen to God in silence, keeping your thoughts fixed on him and his kingdom. Feel free to write down what comes to mind. As we finish, let's pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Keep thinking about the kingdom of God throughout this day and pray for his kingdom to come in and around you. Write down what came to mind during the time of silence. You can extend this time of listening if you'd like. I'll see you tomorrow for the 10th day. Have a beautiful day in his presence.